We're here at the last day of the Farm Progress Show, and with me is David Bricks. And David, I understand that your family is kind of the host here at the Farm Progress Show for our field demonstrations.
Yeah, we take care of about 225 acres that we use for combine tune-up, tillage tune-up, and then Tuesday and Wednesday during the shows we have demos out there.
Well, what's it like to host a show like this every 2 years?
Oh, it's exciting. I mean, the build-up and it's a lot of work. You know, the build-up's tremendous, and then it's here, and then you're like, okay, two more days, one more day, and you're so tired by the time it's over with, but it's a great time.
Well, now you work with Growmark FS on this. How do they help you out as far as the agronomic is concerned?
Yeah, they're great sponsors of ours. You know, they help us out with inputs, you know, keep an eye on all of our stuff all year, you know, whether it's crop scouting, you know, fungicide treatments, when, where, you know, genetic-wise, what we need best for to provide, you know, so the stuff is ready, but yet it still is best for us to have a good yield.
Well, now let's talk a little bit about how the crops look this year. They look pretty good considering, you know, how it's been in some parts of the country. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's by far probably a 40% reduction in what we normally are used to. But when you take all the consideration that, you know, we didn't plant until May the 10th, and then it got flooded out, and then we never had another drop of rain after that. So, you know, and then, you know, all the 105-degree heat indexes we had all, you know, 40 days there straight or whatever. So, I mean, when you take all that consideration and to still have a 110, 115 bushel yields, that's pretty good.
Well, let's talk specifically about how FS is a partner. What are some of the things that you work with them on specifically?
They try to take the worry out of our hands to, you know, they wash the crop. They help, you know, we're doing the labor, but they're doing all the stuff to make sure that it's got the best possible chance to be ready for the show and to be the best crop it can be.
Well, now that we're on the third day of the show, what do you think about attendance and how it's gone this year?
Well, with the heat and everything else, I think attendance has been great. You know, we thought it would be hard to beat 2009, but, you know, first 2 days, I think we did beat 2009, but... You know, today I have a funny feeling that today is going to be a light day because, you know, this is supposed to be our hottest ambient temperature of the year is today, because even though we've been hot all summer, we never reached 100 ambient. So, and that's what we're supposed to today. So I think we're going to suffer today because a lot of people probably, you know, decide to stay home when it gets that hot.
What do you do on the off years here?
Kind of rest, relax, just do normal farming, not all the craziness, you know, meetings, anything like that. Everything, you know, that's the only good thing about not having it every year is you get a rest year before it comes back.
All right. Well, David, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Nope. We just appreciate everything Growmark FS does for us, and we like to work with them in the future.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Here at the Farm Progress Show, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.